Hi everyone, welcome to today's podcast. I'm Sonam and today I will be sharing some interesting facts with you about successful publishing in high impact journals. The publication of your paper is a significant reflection of your accomplishment in the research domain. It is a fillip to both your academic position and career prospects. To enhance the impact, it is desirable to publish your paper in a high impact journal. That is why budding as well as established scientists and researchers need to focus on a journal's impact factor. Now, what is impact factor? A journal's impact factor depends on the citations it has received in the preceding 2 years relative to the number of published articles during these years. The impact factor has become the default metric to assess the reputation and quality of a journal and is a major consideration by authors, institutions, and employers alike. It is a lot easier to pursue and secure jobs, grants, and funding after becoming a published author in a high impact factor journal. Now, what are indexed journals? Several databases index journals based on their quality. One can search any journal in the database through PubMed or Scopus. Scopus indexed journals are considered more prestigious and have a high impact factor. Being published in an indexed journal significantly enhances the value of your research and could subsequently increase the citation count of your article. So, what are the keys to publishing your paper successfully? It is always suggested to select a target journal before drafting your paper and to follow the journal guidelines while writing rather than adjusting your paper to fit the guidelines as a last step. That will save you a lot of time. The successful publication of your paper in a reputed journal depends on a number of factors that need to be taken care of. They are, number one, the concept of the paper should be novel, including a key message with noteworthy conclusions that have not been published earlier. Number two, the title should be short, concise, and clear. Number three, the abstract should briefly present an introduction to the topic, communicate the research problem to the readers, summarize the main results, and then state a perspective on possible benefits and advantages of the findings. Number four, the main findings of the work should be well written and interesting for the readers. Number five, the article must meticulously follow the formatting style and guidelines of the target journal. Now, how to face rejections? In aiming for high impact journals, you must bear in mind that they have a very low acceptance rate. Therefore, you must be prepared and resilient enough to experience rejection from some journals in your publication journey. Rejections can be unpleasant and disheartening, especially so if the reviewers overlook the primary objective of your paper. Conversely, rejections can happen if you, as the author, fail to put across your research perspective in a clear and lucid manner. There are, however, useful takeaways from a rejection. You might receive detailed comments from the reviewers in the rejection communication, which you can leverage in your next submission to another journal. If you address the reviewer's concern adequately, it will be easier to get an acceptance for the resubmission. Most papers can be improved in the light of critical but constructive comments and then find acceptance in a high-impact journal and receive numerous citations. So, what are your opinions on high-impact factor journals? Do tell us in the comment section. For more information, visit our website www.manuscriptedit.com. Stay tuned for more podcasts. Happy publishing!